Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, George. I wondered if our friend Friedman, did he give you any report after his dinner with Arthur?
No, I hadn't. I saw him, but in a meeting. I went over to the Federal Reserve's consultants meeting, and it lasted all morning long. I didn't get a chance to talk with him individually.
I will
check with him later on in the day. I imagine he's on his way back to Chicago now.
Fine.
I'll try to get him on the phone there.
Well, it was good to see him. I think it. My reaction was certainly the same as yours. That he might just give Arthur exactly the wrong push at this moment, and I think he might have too much of an effect. What do you think?
Well, as you pointed out, he was basically saying things that Arthur agreed with, which is always makes it extra persuasive. In the meeting this morning, Milton's advice to the Fed was that they should follow something on the order of about a 4% policy for a while.
Well, that's good.
That 2% was sort of what was called for theoretically, but it would cause too much of a wrench, and they shouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of the other... there were a lot of other consultants around, Paul Samuelson and the group that basically follows that, and they were all complimenting the Fed on being so expansive and suggesting that they stay with it and just let it rip.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
what is your feeling?
There
your
was
feelings.
A debate about it.
Your feeling is for, or I don't know. I'm inclined not to get Arthur ever to think in terms of going as far. I'm not quite as disturbed about the interest rate situation. I mean, that 6 months up and then to take a bang next time. I just as soon have that luxury for a while.
Of what? Of keeping it down?
Yeah.
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 My own feeling is that this roughly 6% path is what they said was the right policy, and they ought to go to that and stay on it. If they can, and not try to be too precise about correcting the this bulge that has been there for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And the worst thing in the world would be another 3 or 4 weeks of downward movement, actual downward movement in the money supply, which they gave us in April, and which I think
affected the economy.
You know, we had things going pretty well, and then it
seemed to nip it
slowed
a bit. Slowed it.
And I think probably that was had at least something to do with it. So that's my my own personal view. The among administration people, that is Connolly, McCracken, and company, at this point I tend to be on the more moderate side. They're all
tomorrow.
Would like to see things expand more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, actually, George, first point. When do you think we ought to do a quadriad?
Well, I think that any time now that would be useful to do.
They're about ready.
Either maybe early next week or.
Early next week. All right.
Or
that's
early
fine.
Later this week or any time at all. I think that the. Burns has a note into you wanting to come and meet with you alone and report on the international monetary developments.
Well, I'll see him.
My suggestion when I was asked about it was that we have a quadriad meeting sometime very soon and try and substitute that.
Yeah.
So that you get the benefit of John's views and Paul's and the others who have been over at that meeting.
All right, fine. I've got Holloman here now, and I'll tell him to set up a quadriad at a time that's convenient.
Yeah.
You think any time you'll be ready then, huh?
Well, sure. I think that we could do it tomorrow.
Let me ask you this: with regard to the situation generally, Friedman, I must say, is still he thinks there's a awful lot of steam in the boiler, doesn't
he? Yes, he does. And of course, I think that he is not as ambitious about what should happen to the economy this year.
Yeah.
As
we are.
As we are, and we've.
Well, he doesn't have that political fire burning on his tail. He also is not taking into account what the Congress may do. That will be very, very foolish unless we do a little bit more. That's the other problem, George.
Mm-hmm.
You see, our real thing is if we were God, and or dictator, without having to go to the Congress, then maybe we ought to just keep it at a certain level and let her go up next year.
Mm.
But we're not acting in any vacuum, boy. We're
yeah, that's certainly true. The Congress, as far as our budget is concerned, and that's another thing the Samuelson and company were all saying, we need a more expansive budget. And I just can't believe that they understand how expansive it is.
Good God.
And the Congress is adding to it daily. We had this action on the military pay yesterday.
Unbelievable.
And
that'll trim down a lot, of course, when they get to the House. But God.
Well, I'm not so sure, Mr.
You don't think so?
The House, of course, voted roughly a similar amount. There are differences in the composition of the amount, so that it may be that it'll come down some. But my guess is it'll be up there pretty well. And I was suggesting to Ron Ziegler this morning, he was asking about how, at least I would suggest he comment on that, that
might be
one thing we have to be careful about is that you're having supported and promoted the volunteer idea, that we don't get maneuvered into being against that somehow or other by virtue of our position on this money. And that we talk about what we wanted, and our approach was to increase it 50% raise this year and another big one next year, but let's see what the 50% raise does to us as far as recruiting patterns are concerned, and then move on.
Well, the thing about this pay raise isn't it basically too much in the higher brackets?
Well, the House part was.
Yeah.
And the Senate, the ALEC action, was more in line with the Gates Commission report.
Yeah.
So it's considerably better insofar as the distribution is concerned than
the
House.
I see.
And so one of the things we're doing is getting up some material for Clark McGregor to use with the conference committee to try to be sure that we get the Gates Commission type structure in it in the conference.
Right.
But anyway, going back to the budget part, there's the military pay thing. The education appropriation will be coming down probably $400 to $500 million over your budget, and that's on the base of about a $4.5 billion appropriation. The ag, our intelligence out of the ag appropriation committee is that they're talking about $700 over, and I think that there are going to be a whole series of these. And one of the reasons I was pressing Bob this morning that we ought to have a fairly thorough go-around on the budget and the economic situation very soon so that we can get the whole picture in front of us
before we have to
for you to make your decisions on how we want to go on the accelerated public works, the public service employment, and all these other things.
Well, there's no question about the directions. It's there's no question about the leaning. The main problem I see is it's really a question of whether the increases affect jobs or whether they affect just and that's I know is a gray area, but whether they just affect goosing up what we've already got, blowing it up. I must say it's a we may just have to face up to it, George. I don't know if we do.
Well, there's tremendous pressure and to just let her rip on the budget.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I fear is that let's suppose that next year we have a real boom going on, and I think we're almost certain to have that myself. That unemployment has come down, that is clear in the campaign, but that we also have two big deficits back to back on the order of $20 to $25 billion and a definitely renewed inflation. Now, I think that people
We've
are going to tie the deficits to the inflation.
Yeah. Well,
the question is, who's responsible for those deficits?
Well, as a matter of fact, it'll be a fair game because when we were running in 68, we tied the inflation, the incipient inflation, to the deficits.
Yeah, but we didn't produce that deficit.
I know, but we blame them, so we got to expect them to blame us.
Right.
On the other hand, the deficit's going to be created, a hell of a lot of it is going to be created by the Congress.
Well, that's
but we've got to make that case.
That's right, and that's really my point here, that we have to, now is the time to be laying the groundwork for making that case to the extent it can be made, and recognizing that when all is said and done, the people, undoubtedly, they'll hold the president responsible for whatever it is that happened.
Sure.
So,
what about this? You mean, are you ready for this meeting yet, or this is earlier than the one you want to do at San Clemente then?
Well, it would be... would be a somewhat abbreviated version of the, like the one we had in San Clemente the last last July.
You wouldn't have the whole damn cabinet in this, though, would you?
Oh, no. We just have
a few people.
John and some others, and I should think we also ought to add perhaps John Mitchell and John Connolly to this.
I see.
But then we would go on in San Clemente. I understand we'll have some time probably available in the July 8 or so.
Oh, yes.
And really,
we're
come
planning
down hard on the fiscal 73 budget.
Yeah,
the way we did last year.
Yeah, we're planning that, of course. All right, fine.
Could I get you
Bob
on one
said
other?
That he, Bob said that he had this in mind. He's, he's trying to work out some time.
All right. Could I get you on one other thing while you're on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
You remember a month or so ago, I brought up with you Maurice Stand's request for a mid-decennial census.
Yep. No. I don't think we want it, but now you think maybe we should because it might provide jobs?
No, sir. It wouldn't provide any immediate jobs at all. It wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would come in some years from now.
Yeah.
As far as jobs.
What the hell's the
concerned.
Purpose of it then?
Well, it would give more. I recommended against it, and you—that's what you decided.
I did.
Maury is appealing that now, and he said he insists on getting a presidential statement about it.
Yeah.
Or review the. We transmitted the decision to him.
Yeah.
And I believe that a certain amount can be accomplished by a much less expensive kind of sample survey approach. He
Senator,
rejects that, and he wants it all or nothing.
All right,
and
fine, then he gets nothing.
He has to testify tomorrow, and I'm due to call him and give him a reading.
He either has to do that, or we're not going to go. Didn't you say it cost how much?
It would cost altogether around $200 million.
No,
to do it.
The answer is hell no.
Way up in that neighborhood.
No. No, sir. I will, under no circumstances, we just haven't got that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stop on something.
Yeah.
And he wants to come in with a smaller one, fine, but we just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
just say that I'm going to have to veto some education bill, a lot of others, and I just don't see doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be, tell him I just don't think it'll be consistent with the pattern that we're going to have to do on some of the congressional overspending for us to go down and ask for $200 million more for the census.
Yeah. All right.
I just feel that.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree with that, and I'll
stick to it.
Okay, sir.
Bye.
Yeah.